Listen to your preferred news feeds with Odiogo.com.
Bathing in the Sarin Club glow, briefly. Yesterday's blog was satire. At least I think it was. Conceptually, it's not totally preposterous. But this is a blog, not a monograph, and I have a rule against research, especially that which might reveal uncomfortable and dangerous truths. Normally in this age of enhanced legal activity, it is customary to put disclaimers immediately adjacent to, well, pretty much everything. I didn't think I was taking a big chance, because most people won't be able to get a spent nuclear fuel rod and install it in their pool overnight. It usually takes weeks or even longer. Thus, I felt it was safe to wait till today to issue this disclaimer. I was not seriously suggesting that you obtain a spent nuclear fuel rod and use it to heat your pool. Why? Spent nuclear fuel rods can be used to make dirty bombs. You don't want terrorists in scuba gear taking over your backyard and forbidding you to put any pork products on your barbecue. It's true that neutrons from the fuel rods are absorbed harmlessly in water. But the impurities in the water can also absorb neutrons, and become activated and dangerously radioactive. It would probably take a lot of lead glass to really stop the gamma radiation. Even nuclear power eventually decays, you would have to replace the fuel rod periodically, and it would then be your problem to figure out what to do with the old one. Own any mountains in Nevada? Notwithstanding my aesthetic preferences, I am told that most people do not want their offspring to have wings.